And, oh, I'm going to my birthday. I think God just did that because he was probably tired of hearing me talking about October 26th. And he just wanted there's no such thing in heaven. And by me doing that, someone was able to show me you were born on the 17th of Heshvan, or the 8th month on the 17th day, which is the same day that the flood started. And God wanted me to know that because God wanted me to know there is no Gregorian calendar in heaven. Okay? When we finish, I hope you know and understand why there isn't. Okay? And hopefully you can be on God's calendar and God will appreciate your knowledge and understanding of who he is.
Yeah.
Don't you hate when you see somebody every day and they call you the wrong name? And they think they're right?
Yep.
And you can take it for so long till you pull them aside and go, look, my name not Stacy. As bad as it hurts, right. It's Sandy. So you want people to at least know the truth, okay?
Amen.
Now, we just had September, October, November, and December, okay? I speak Latin here, but I know there's some Spanish speakers here. How do you say seven in Spanish?
I don't speak Spanish.
No, not you. I'm talking to.
Siete.
Okay. In the Latin, September is seven. How you say eight in Spanish? Ocho. October in Latin is eight. Okay? November, how do you say nine? Nueve. So Latin, which is close to Spanish, you say November is nine. Ten?
Yes.
December is 10. You see that? Okay. So if September means 7, how did it become the 9th month? And if October means 8, how did it become the 10th month? And if November means 9, how did it become the 11th month? And if December means 10, how did it become the 12th month? Who changed everything? Look, even April in the Latin, it was Aprilis, which means second. April used to be the second month of the year. So that means March was the first month of the year. You understand? Someone came along and changed everything. And we have to ask ourselves why. Because if there's no problem in doing it, and it doesn't hurt anybody, and it doesn't do anything, then, you know, no big deal. But if Satan does something, it's always a big reason why he's doing it. You understand?
Yep.
I'm going to explain. I want to use, forgive my voice, it's not all the way back, but at least I can breathe. And everything. So, time means everything. Listen, God has set appointed times for us to know. When 1948 came, God wanted us to know, I know what year it is. When 1967, God wanted us to know, I know what year it is. Okay? If someone comes along and changes the calendar, they're doing it for a reason. Let me see. I'm going to read this scripture. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, it says this, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, talking about Satan, the Antichrist. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand for a time, times, and a half a time, or the dividing of times. So someone is going to come along and change times and dates for a purpose, okay? Because, listen, I'll give you an example. If I'm working with you at the same job and I don't like you, and the boss, I go in and the boss says, I want to give the job to one of you, but I want to interview you both at the same time. You go tell Beth to meet with me in the office with yourself, and I'm going to interview both of you tomorrow at 9 o'clock. I go see Beth and I say, Beth, boss says he's going to give one of us a promotion and he wants us both to meet with him tomorrow at 9:35. Mm. Now, only one of us is going to be on time. And I just proved that through my deception, I was able to destroy her. Because when she walks in, you know what he's going to say? You're late. How could you be late for such an important meeting? So when Satan is changing times, he's changing times for a purpose and for a reason. Okay? We're going to have to realize that we're in a spiritual war. Okay? I wish I could just reprogram people's brains to say, this is a spiritual war. Ignore the flesh. There is something bigger out there. The real you is not in your body. Keep your mind on the real place that is God's eternal place. If I could get you to get to the point where God is more important than earth, you could focus on God and have a great life both here and when you leave. So if I'm going to change time and if I'm going to deceive you, I want you to get out of your mind that you belong to God and you have a greater existence. I want you to change that. I want you to think that if you're successful here, that means everything. And you having fun here is everything. And it has nothing to do with what other people are saying is real life. Oh, the pie in the sky. You got to get it now. And see, that's what the world wants you to do. Forget God. Let's focus on us, you, and me, and how much fun we can have now, okay? But God says, keep your mind on things that are above, keep your heart on things that are above, because God has greater plans for you. And remember, Jesus got up from the grave in a body.
Yes.
That means death is not the controller of life.
Amen.
Jesus got up, walked around, ate, did all of these things, and then decided, okay, I've been here long enough, time for me to go back to the real place. And then we have people who have near-death experiences, and people who are Christians tell you about, oh, I went to heaven, I didn't want to come back, it was so nice. And then you got people that live bad, they go, oh, I died, I felt the flames, it was burning. And you go, all these people have these testimonies. You're like, wow. Okay, so something is coming after here, okay?
Amen.
I want you to see what Satan is doing so that you can fight properly.
Amen.
Now, Satan did not only change the months, okay, but he also changed the days, because God doesn't have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You think in heaven they're going, it's Monday, huh? No. Nobody in heaven, no one, they're like, there's no Monday here, right. There's no Tuesday here, okay? First of all, they're existence is in eternity right now. But you understand that all of the feast days are being celebrated in heaven. That means feast days mean appointed times. So every year that we spend on earth, they have appointed times for celebration in heaven that are in line with the Jewish celebrations. Okay? So you have to understand that now. So Monday is no longer what God originated it to be. Monday, which is Manu, is a Norse god. Norse god is this German mythology, okay? They're all into mythical gods. Thor, you know, Odin, all of the Zeus, okay? So when you changed the 7 days and gave them names, because God only calls them the first day, the second day, the third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, seventh day. Back to the first day, right? So Monday became Manu or Mani or Norse god, which is the moon god, and the Arabs call it Allah, okay? So the moon god became Monday. This is Pope Gregory. And if you think the Vatican's a Christian place, you're nuts.
Right.
The Vatican has nothing to do with Christianity. Amen. We could sit down for 30 minutes and I could convince you of that. Mm-hmm. Okay? So Pope Gregory decides, I'm going to change the calendar so that we can praise the gods of, well, he didn't say Lucifer because he was trying to pretend he was not with Lucifer. Mm-hmm. Okay? So he changed all of the days, and he was one of the most wealthiest of the popes, so he had a lot of pull. So he changed Monday, the first Monday, and they called it the they changed it to Monday, which is for the moon god or Mani or Allah. Then they had Tuesday change to be Tyr, which is the god of war. Then Wednesday became Odin, or the god Odin, okay? And then Thursday became the god Thor, the god of thunder. Then Phrygia, Friday, became the fertility goddess of we'll say, immoral sexual behavior. So that's what Phrygia, so thank God it's Phrygia? No, thank you. Okay, understand what this guy is doing. He's saying, I'm going to use the calendar to praise the gods that I worship. And since I have the money and the power, I'm going to do it. And the whole world's going to cooperate. Then he changed Saturday to represent Satan. So they considered Saturday or Saturn as Satan's day, okay? Which is what the God calls the Shabbat, right?
Yeah.
Then he changed Sunday into the sun god worship and called it the day to worship Amun-Ra. So you got 7 days to worship seven demonic gods, okay? So what is January? January is for Janus. You know what Janus is? In one of the movies me and Drea watched, she handed him a Janus coin, which was a two-headed coin, which Janus is the god of pansexual. You know what pansexual is? Remember, what's that cartoon thing? Peter Pan?
Oh, yeah.
This was all based on pansexuality, meaning that you can be with a man or a woman, it doesn't matter. You're actually Satan sexual. You don't care what God says. You'll be with either war. And if you listen to a lot of the musicians today, they've been starting to say they're pansexual, because it's the same thing as January Janus, which is a two-headed bisexual statue that they worshipped. Okay, so when we say Happy New Year, the guy who wrote the paper I was reading, he was so upset He's saying, why are we celebrating and churches having New Year festivals representing Janus,
right.
January? He says, we're supposed to stay on God's calendar and know that a new year doesn't start to the first of Nisan. Okay? Now, is it important? Yes, it is. And I'm going to tell you why. Soon as January 1st came, I started getting messages. Well, Pastor, it's no longer 2021. I guess the prophecy's over. Well, Pastor, and then, you know, let me tell you, I keep Facebook. You know why I keep Facebook? Because you tell me everything. You cannot hide your heart and your lifestyle on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Something about human nature that just wants you to know, look, I'm living in sin, you know, and you want to post it because you want other people to know, right? So if you're a Christian and I see your lifestyle beginning to change, I go to Facebook because Facebook will tell me what you're into now. And that's what I'm seeing. Oh, well, 2020 came, 2021 is over, and it's not over. April 2nd is the last day of 2021, which is 2021 is the year of ascension.
Yes.
So since April 2nd is the last day of 2021, the people of God are supposed to be waiting on the prophecies that are in line with the Bible and not with the other calendar, unless you're going to show up at the meeting at 9:30 when you were supposed to be there at 9, okay? So Satan has a lot of Christians who have given up before it's the end of the year because somebody told them Happy New Year the other day.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're wrong again. We have to wait and see. No, 2021 is the last prophetic year in the Bible that is talking about the rapture, that gives you a hint directly concerning the rapture.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
This is why I want people to know and understand. When you're in Jesus Christ, what you have done is that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. By doing that, you have changed your existence. The Bible said you never existed before. Do you understand that? You have never existed before. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. You know why you're new? You never have the Holy Spirit living inside of you.
Amen.
This is a new thing for you. And therefore, now you are connected to God.
Yes.
So you are a new creature in Christ, you belong to God, you have changed your direction. We have a lot of people in this world that are headed the wrong way.
Yes.
So I went on Facebook because I wanted to see how everybody's doing. Somebody just turned to Islam.
Oh no.
I said, what are you doing? The Quran says that Jesus would never died on the cross. And the Quran says that Jesus is not the Son of God. Oh, Pastor, I'm not Muslim. I'm just hanging out with the women because they are teaching me about being celibate. So don't worry about it. Just let me be.
Wow.
I'm like, oh. So I went to Dree, I said, I'm gonna just hang out at the Buddhists because they're helping me with, I don't know, something. But I'm not Buddhist. I just go to the Buddhist just to hang out. But don't, no, I'm like, no, bad company corrupts good morals. I go back on the thing. Now she wants to put it on face because she wants to say, oh, this old pastor of mine, he don't understand what I'm doing. So she's on there and she's saying a prayer to the moon god, Allah.
No.
So I was like, okay, you're making it public. I'm going to type. And it says, there's only one way to heaven, Jesus. There's no other way. I'm the way, the truth, and the light. I'm like, there. And then I said, okay, I'm done with that. But you can see what a lack of hope causes in people. It causes them because they don't know the time, and they don't know God's plan, and they don't know who Jesus really is. He was God in the flesh. That they begin to look for other things that can satisfy them. Okay. I want us to go to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. And I believe. Okay, you there? I'm going to get there too. All I got to do is go back. Okay. Chapter 8, and I'm going to be at verse 29. You there? Okay. And it says here, let me start at verse 28, okay? When he arrived at the other side in the region of Gadarene, two demon-possessed men coming from the tomb met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. "What do you want with us, Son of God?" they shouted. These demons talking to Jesus. "What do you want with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" The first time I read that, I went, wait a minute. How do they know that it's not the appointed time? How do they know that Jesus is there early? And see, this is what I'm saying. Satan reads the Bible. He's quoting scriptures to Jesus.
Yeah.
Satan thinks that the Bible is important to know. Because you can't lie about something that you don't know the truth about, right? So he knows the truth. So that means this demon knows, Jesus, you're here early. Are you here to torment me before the appointed time? We still got quite a bit of time left. So I became angry. I remember coming into church that day and saying, how can a demon know the appointed time and the children of God don't even care when the appointed time is? Yeah. 1948 came, Israel's back, nobody cares. That means you just entered into the last generation and nobody cares. No church is talking about it. You got to get your breakthrough. You got to do all these things, all, you know, get your healing. You know, you got to name it and you claim it. And the church is talking about everything other than the fact that Israel is back and we're living in the last generation and we're living in the time that Christ is going to return. This world is going to change. I want you to listen to me for one second concerning what's going on right now. Okay. Do you guys remember last week I said Colorado? I said Colorado is mayor, governor has just said that they're done with this. We're done with this lie. We've cooperated as much as we could, and we're done with it. We're going to reopen our businesses. We're not wearing masks anymore. The governor of Colorado said this. What did I say? We better pray for them, because last guy that did that was Texas. And you know what they did with the HAARP and the freezing. So then what just happened in Boulder? Over 500 homes seared. This is not, listen, What happened in Paradise, California was not a forest fire. Fires don't burn up the iron on the wheels of tires. You understand? And fires don't aim where they want to burn. They don't miss the trees and burn the house.
Right.
So I told you that we have to pray for them because something was going to happen there because he was denying what these Luciferians are doing. And your prayers worked. Guess how many people died? 500 houses burned down, seared in the middle of the night. How many people died? Zero.
Wow.
Thank you for praying. Thank you for praying.
Wow.
I'm keeping an eye on my enemy.
Yeah.
Because I know what they're about right now.
Yeah.
Every movie right now seems to be about some alien form living amongst us. We got to get rid of the humans because they're an infestation to the earth, and we've got to get them out of there. And then there's this big superhero battle to save Earth and to save the humans and the mass destruction of life, right? Because they know what's going on.
Right.
And so I want you to know what's going on. There are Nephilim that live here.
Yeah.
Do not admire celebrities. A lot of them are not human. I'm going to say it again so you know I'm crazy. Stop admiring stars, singers, all of these people that are in movies because you think they're human. And you don't know that they're clone and they have Nephilim genes in them. Mm. You don't know it, but so you celebrate them as being the people you want to be like because they're successful. They're successful because the people that are Nephilim that are in charge have given them a position to be in that position so that they can influence you away from God.
Yep. Amen.
So, he's a great singer. Yeah, has he ever said one thing good about Jesus? No, and he's not going to. You know why? He's not real. He's Nephilim. But you can follow him, and you'll find out more and more they have nothing to do with God. They don't care about God. They don't love God. Everything that they're practicing, this singer came on the interview the other day talking about she's pansexual and she just wanted to come out and say it. And the interviewer didn't know what it was. She said, "What is that?" She said, "Well, it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman. I will be with anybody." And she's I forget her name. She's a very famous singer. And the interviewer was sitting up there like, "What did I just interview? What just happened here?" You can see when she got up to walk, she's like, "What just happened here? I thought she was going to tell me some great news. I hear you want to have great news for all your fans." And that was her news.
Wow. Wow.
So you better understand there's a spiritual war going on. You have the Spirit of God living inside of you. Rather you believe it or not, Hebrews says that there is a multitude of people in heaven that are looking down and cheering for us to make it.
Yeah.
They're cheering for us and praying for us to make it. And how are you going to make it? By holding on to Jesus.
Amen.
Let's continue. Let's go to Matthew chapter 25. As you're getting there, there's a company called RFID. Guess what the name of the company is called? Alien Technology. That's what they call a company. It's called Alien Technology. Guess what they're making for the government? Mass fatality tracking systems. I had to stop and go back. I was like, I gotta look this up. When I heard this, I went, this is a lie. There's no company called Alien Technology. Welcome to Alien Technology, where we produce RFID chips to locate anything. It's like, what? One of the things we're making right now is mass fatality tracking system. So what do you mean mass fatality? Doesn't that mean like if a whole bunch of people die at once, that they'll have something in them that you can know where they're at and you can pick up the body? But we're not at war. Enjoy the concert. Oh, he's not a Christian artist, but at least he's not, you know, he's entertaining. Because I'm trying to get you not focus on what's really going on. Don't focus on what's really going on. Focus on having a good time. Here he is, Usher, live in concert. Oh my goodness, I saw people in Vegas going to Usher concert. I was like, why? Because they think he's real. They think he's not sold out to Luciferianism. He wouldn't still be making records if he wasn't.
Right.
Ain't nobody in the game anymore unless you're down with what they're doing.
Right.
Okay? So you're gonna have to pick some other artists and find out some other music, and there's plenty of good Christian artists and music you can choose from, but you're gonna have to abandon the world and really marry Christ, because you can't get married until you get divorced.
Right.
So divorce the world and marry God.
Amen. Amen.
You and Matthew?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I got so much information, I keep bouncing back and forth. Yeah. Okay, Matthew chapter 25 is what the Lord wanted me to express. And what he wanted me to express is this. The 10 virgins that we're reading about are 10 Christians. The 10 virgins that we're reading about, 5 of them are wise and 5 of them are foolish. The 10 virgins that we're about to read about got to a point where what they were expecting still had not arrived. Because it has not arrived, it depends on what you do now that's going to secure where you're going. You understand? I don't care if you don't want to go to a church that talks about the rapture anymore, but go to church. Still love Jesus. Still do the right thing, right? Because I realize, man, you guys, I can teach the Bible. You guys know that? I can, man, there's stuff in there that I like, oh, I want to teach on that. But I got to stay focused. My job is not to teach you the little nuances of the Bible and all that so I can prove how smart I am. My job is to tell you, stay ready, wait, and be expecting and know God's time clock and know what's going on because you're living in those days, okay? I'm bouncing again. Microsoft owns international patent 060606 for cryptocurrency system using humans to have, who have been chipped I don't know what the miners are, but just one of the things that was on Microsoft's thing about cryptocurrency. What's the big thing now? Cryptocurrency. Wow. How much you think they bought the Staples Center for? How much you think they bought? And where do you get the money to buy Staples Center? That means something big is going on. You understand? And I'm looking at a special. I'm going to get back to the scripture. I'm looking at a special. And they're going, this is what they're going to do for you guys so that you'll get rid of your cash. 25% over your dollar. So if you got a dollar, we'll give you $25 on top of that dollar, that cash that you relinquish. Okay? And it'll be in cryptocurrency, but you'll have it in the computer, and now you have $25. So if you got $1,000, you got $25,000, because I want to influence you to move your money from cash to cryptocurrency.
Imaginary.
It's not imaginary. You can still go online and buy stuff with cryptocurrency. But I've got to get away for the people to decide, get away from cash and your banking system and turn over everything to cryptocurrency. So I'm going to give you 25%. And some are offering more, 55% on the dollar. So they're going to get people to get out of the cash system just by buying them out.
Right.
But once you're in, you mine, baby. You ain't going nowhere now. Now, anything you want to buy, it's got to come through me. As a matter of fact, we just turned off your cryptocurrency chip because we didn't like some things you said on YouTube. Huh? Because, see, we don't believe that everyone will receive the mark. No one will be able to buy or sell unless they have the mark. We don't believe that yet.
Right.
But yet, cryptocurrencies, Microsoft patent number is 060606. Seems to me like something's going on and we're waiting for something. So why don't we see this? Oh, this is what you guys need to do. You guys need to go, like I'm in the house a lot. I went to, when me and Drea went to the game in Pasadena, it was my first opportunity to really see out, to be out and see the attitudes of people. Everybody was with me. I felt like I was on an alien planet. Everybody had masks on. Not just people in their cars driving. They had masks on too. But people with their babies in the carriage, there was a mask on the baby, and there was a mask on both parents. And if you walked in, they wanted you to pull it all the way up above your nose. You can't be in here, sir. And then I'm looking at the news the other day, and they sent 3 police officers to a school to escort a kid out because he doesn't have his vaccination card in New York. They're like, and the parent is like, no, you're not taking my son out of there. They can say, he has to go. He doesn't have his card. He has to go. What are you picking up that bag for? Did you bring it here? The kid's going, yes, my bag. Well, take that with you, but you got to get out of here. You don't have your card. You're living in a foreign, this place is alien. This is not normal. The little kid's like 6. He's looking like, what's going to happen if I don't decide to leave? They would have arrested him and probably threw him to the ground. I'm telling you, this is crazy times. But if you don't focus that there's a war going on, if you just focus on entertainment, you'll think that nothing's happening. But it's happening all around you. So you've got to focus on Jesus. Let's read this now. It says, at that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in their jar along with their lamps. What does the oil represent? The Holy Spirit. How do you keep the Holy Spirit in you? How do you, not in you, but how do you keep the fire burning in you? How do you keep your Christianity going? You think if you just said, well, I'm not going to go to church for the next 2 years and my fire for Jesus is still, I'm not going to read the Bible, pray, or fellowship with Christians, but my fire for Jesus is still going to burn. It's not. So that means you've got to be praying, reading your word, fellowshipping with other Christians. You got to be doing what is necessary. That's the oil that's in their lamps. You understand? The oil, man, I love my wife. That lady is so fired up. I mean, every day is all about Jesus, reading her word. Her oil lamp is probably, she got some, if you want some extra oil, go to Drea. Because it's like overflowing, right? She's always filling the lamp up. Keep your lamp full. Because you're living in the last days, okay? Don't be foolish and get so caught up into entertainment that you think that, you know, real life isn't going on. Real life means a spiritual war is going on for you.
Amen.
It says here, the bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. When did I start preaching? 2004, Pastor Ben? We've been talking about Jesus coming back since 2004. And I mean, by 2006, we were bona fide nuts.
Yeah.
By 2006, because we were showing people stuff that no other church was talking about. We were talking about concentration camps they were building. We were talking about all the things that they were setting up, that they were getting ready for tribulation. Someone walked out the Bible study and said, this is too much for me. I gotta wait, I gotta sleep at night. That's how crazy. Because
yeah.
We were talking about real stuff. Like, Jesus is real, let's get ready. They're preparing for the end time. Let us prepare by living for Christ.
Yep. 10 minutes, Pastor.
All right, Pastor Ben. It says, at midnight, a cry rang out. Here comes the bridegroom. Now listen, they all fell asleep. It says, come out and meet him. The bridegroom is here. Then all the virgins woke up, trimmed their lamps, and the foolish one said to the wise, give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out. So they replied, there may not be enough for both you, for us and you. Instead, go to those who sell and buy some for yourselves. But while they were on their way to buy oil, the bridegroom arrived. Who's the bridegroom? Jesus. That means they weren't ready. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Okay? So when the trumpet blows, come in, come up here, enter, it happens. And then what it says? And the door is shut. That means your opportunity to be a part of the rapture and the banquet and the party and the crowning ceremony is over. Your opportunity is now. So I don't care how long it takes. You don't go to sleep with no oil in your lamp.
Amen.
You keep yourself prepared and ready because this is real.
Yes.
How do I know it's real? By all the stuff they're doing. Even if I didn't read the Bible, I would go, why are they doing everything the Bible told them?
Everything.
Why did they make that 666 for that cryptocurrency? Why are they building camps? What? Something would tell me somebody's planning something. So I want you to know, look, heaven is going to be an incredible place, an incredible experience. Look, the people that you love are always going to be smiles in front of your face forever.
Yeah.
You understand? All because you decided to accept Jesus Christ, who is truth.
Yes.
And so you have to understand, by you accepting this, you're a part of this war. You've got to fight for it, though.
Yes.
You've got to fight for it. Because you have an enemy that would love to devour you.
Mm-hmm.
Would love to have you posting stuff on Facebook talking about Allah, the all magnificent. I was like, you know, when did she start saying that? When did this happen?
Yeah.
But see, you think that happened overnight?
No.
It's a little by little. You understand? That's not a break in, throw you to the ground, steal your stuff type of theft. That's a little by little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody taking two marbles a day.
Right.
Till you realize your bag's empty.
Right.
And so you got to be careful that you're watching what you're doing and staying ready with what you're doing.
Yes.
So it says here, later, the other ones also Okay. It says, but while they were on their way to buy oil, the bridegroom arrived. And the virgins who were ready went into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came and said, sir, sir, open the door for us. But he replied, I tell you the truth, I can't see you, which is what it says in Greek. You have no light, and I came for the light, and you have no light. The Greek says, I can't perceive where you are in the dark. I can't see you. You're yelling out, but I came for people with light. They had oil in their lamp, so their light was shining, so I knew where to pick them up.
Yes.
Amen. It says, therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour your Lord is coming. Let me get to this before my last 5 minutes or so is up. Listen, there is prophecy concerning the fig tree generation. And we're there.
Yeah.
It's about 7 years left in the fig tree generation, okay? The designated year for the action of the ascension to happen is 2021. It is the only of the 15 ascension chapters that have a lament in it, which means a verb of movement and action, and it's eternal movement and action, okay? It's there for some reason. I want to know why.
Right.
A Jewish friend of mine, well, I don't know if he's Jewish, but his Hebrew is very good. He says, I have no idea why that's there. He says, that is an anomaly. That is a little. I said, is there? And I said, the letter that comes before that is Kaf, which means the crowning accomplishment. And it's a Sophit letter. You know what Sophit means? It's the ending letter. And you have to change it where you draw the line going down. It goes below the line.
Yeah.
So the Kaf goes below the line. And then the next letter is Lamed, which goes above the line. And I'm like, Lord, did you put that there for a reason? I've got to wait and find out. Because 2021 to me, because you saw 120 years go by that God counted, and in the 120th year, a worldwide judgment came.
Yeah.
Only happened one other time in the history of mankind where God counted off 120 years and a worldwide judgment came. You lived through the middle of it.
Yeah.
Then the 121st year was the time that things became new. And you're living in the middle of it. I'm waiting to see what happens here. Psalms is too accurate for me to ignore. 1914 happened. Psalms 19, the person who said, there is no God. What was it? Was that the quote he says?
Oh, yeah.
The fool says in his heart, there is no God. The guy who started World War I in 1914, that was his statement. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. The year he died, 1953, he says this in 1914, he dies in 1953, and God quotes him again. It says, the fool has said, hiya, which means was, past it, has said in his heart that there was no God, but he's no longer here.
Right.
But God put it in Psalms 14 and in Psalms 53. For what reason? So that you'll know, I will know when he said it, and I know when I took him out. It's too accurate. Psalms 119, accurate. Psalms 39 to 145, a complete picture of the Holocaust, all 6 years.
Yeah.
Until the rescue in 95. I'm supposed to ignore that somebody's counting 120 years? And then the 120th year come and a worldwide judgment happens and we're supposed to ignore it while they're creating microchips of 060606, and I'm supposed to ignore this, that God is the one who's counting the time? 1947, accurate. All the world's leaders are going to meet where? And make a decision about the Jewish people. Did they meet? Yes, 1947. 1948, Psalms 48. The rebirth of the nation of Israel. It's in Psalms. That means somebody's counting year by year. 1967, complete quote of the exact same thing that happened with the Jews, and God rescued them. 1990, when was the Gulf War? Whatever year it was prophesied that God would protect them even from all harm. And they sent 100-something Scud missiles, and they all bounced off this new invention that God had given them. So it's all happening. And you're part of the war. So rather it happens now or before the end of this, April 2nd, I have no more prophecy to come up with. After April 2nd, I'm in wait mode. I'm going to sleep with oil in my lamp.
Yep.
But after April 2nd, now, there's a rapture scenario for the winter. There's a rapture scenario for the spring. And so I'm expecting something to happen. I'm not expecting to just watch this and nothing happens. I want you to know something. I had no childhood aspirations to be a pastor. I didn't want to do this. I got called to do this. God said, you are a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and speak. Then he says, this is what I want you to speak, and it's going to be hard. And I was like, you've been accurate both times. Because this is the hardest thing to do, is to tell people to stay ready for Christ. Stop playing in the world. Really live for Jesus. I know I could have 100,000 more subscribers if I preach once saved, always saved. I know I could. They would flock to me. They would love me. All I got to tell them is that as long as you accepted Christ, it doesn't matter how you live.
Right.
You can still be a part of the rapture in heaven. Don't worry about it. I could have 100,000 subscribers and go to hell.
Yep.
So I'm not doing it. So what am I trying to say? Look, I'm going. Pastor Ben, I got to do this. Okay. Pastor Ben is the Lord of the time clock. Okay.
Oh, man.
Go to Psalm chapter 27. Psalm chapter 27. Not only does Psalm chapter 27 tell you what happened in 27, we'll get into that some other time. But Psalm chapter 27 is a declaration to God, from God's people, to him, that he is going to rescue them, that they don't have to worry. Adonai, Ori, God is my light. He watches over me, he keeps me, he's my Lord, he's my Savior. But at the end of this, we'll read this. Let me read the beginning. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I be afraid? No weapon formed against me is a scripture that should only be used for Christians who are living for God.
Yeah.
I want the world to stop quoting that.
Yeah.
No weapon formed against me is for people who are living for God. They are forming weapons against us right now.
Yes.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Boosters, all kinds of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. They are forming weapons, but they're not going to prosper.
Right.
How do I know? Because the Bible says they're not. Watch. I can't do that because that would be too much time. Here we go. It says, the Lord, The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advanced against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war breaks out against me, even though I will be confident. You hear that?
Yes.
Now, all of this is declaring in this whole chapter is I don't care what the enemy's doing, God's got me.
Yes.
That's something. You know what? Next time somebody's trying to do something to you, you go, be careful, because God is watching you,
yes,
and he's watching over me.
Yes.
So be careful.
Yes.
All right? Because God is always watching over his children. I told you guys that. Nobody who loves their children takes them to the park and just says, and they're 3 years old and you just say, go. You are watching that child every move, right? They're on the swings, you're almost sliding with them. Right? If God is watching over us like that. So don't ever think that even though you don't feel his hand, he's not holding it.
That's right.
God is watching over you. So you got to be confident. This whole chapter is talking about the confidence that you can have that God is watching over you.
Yeah.
At the very end, it says this, though. It says, I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Then it says a Jewish word says, kaveh for the Lord. And in your Bible, it might say, wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart, kaveh for the Lord. Kaveh means to wait with great expectation and hope. Okay? It is a word that is completely linked to Genesis chapter 1, when God says that he divided the waters and took the waters above the clouds. He conveyed. He brought them up together as one. He uses the same word, convey. And so I'm trying to tell you is that God says part of the game that we're playing is maybe waiting.
Yeah.
And if you have to wait, wait properly with oil in your lamp. You understand? There should be no problem in understanding that you might have to wait. The 10 virgins had to wait. They were there already prepared and ready to go, like all of us.
Yeah.
The rapture could have happened 2 weeks ago. We'd have been perfect time, God. But so God is saying, look, wait on me. This whole chapter is about waiting and having confidence that no matter what happens, I'm telling you, my brother Kenneth was about to get in a fight, and he saw me coming, and I saw his face change. Because I was a big dude. I was bigger than all the kids. Okay? My brother Kenneth saw me coming. These kids was picking on him. I saw him look up. He went, go ahead, push me again. Just go ahead, one more time. Yeah. And when I got there, I wrecked shop. I mean, I went straight to the principal's office. But I saw his face change. You know what I mean? You've got to always see God.
Yeah.
You've got to always see God. Your face has got to be confident.
Yeah.
Y'all know what you're planning, but I know somebody's behind you. Okay? I got confidence in God. We're waiting. The year is not over.
Amen.
Don't take a calendar that Satan invented and say your time is up.
Right.
Okay? Because Satan's not going to make a good calendar for you. All right? If he does it, it's with a purpose.
Right.
So you show up at 9:30 and he's there at 9.
Yeah.
So let's hang in there, wait on God, because the rapture is a true doctrine. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good word.
Hallelujah.